So we take your complaint, and we'll discuss it some more maybe. We'll just have to go from there, Mr. Bennett. Sure.
Homeowners are made aware, and like I say, I am not finished. If this isn't resolved, I'm going to continue my battle to get it corrected.
Okay. And we thank you for your time. Any other public comments? Mr. Bennett, we're not asking you to leave. I didn't want you to misunderstand. We are not asking you to leave. If you want to stay, you're fine. But
no, that's fine. I've said my piece.
Okay.
You all can handle it now.
All right, sir. Airport Industrial Park Security, number six. You ready for number six? Okay, I'm listed there, but actually... Actually, I want to turn it over.
We finally have some answers for you, and I think we've come up with a solution, the best solution to try to keep everybody happy on the same page with security. Our attorney has reviewed the questions that were sent out several months ago, and most, if not all, of the questions revolved around liability issues, guards, hangers, and things of that nature. So rather than try to bore you guys to death tonight and answer each question one by one, we've come up with a solution I hope you guys will approve of. What we plan on doing with security from this point forward is we're going to basically observe and report. No longer will we be checking doors, individual doors and windows and things like that. If we do see a door that is open, if we see a window that is open, our security guard on duty at that time will contact the person on the emergency notification list that we have for that facility. Now, if it's something of an emergency, building's on fire, if we see somebody carrying computers out of a building in the middle of the night, obviously we will call 911 and we'll have law enforcement respond. So, moving forward, that's what we're looking at. Our guards will still be making patrols, but we will not be checking individual doors and windows. Okay. I will be developing, and I'll get a draft SOP made up for our guards, and if you guys would like a copy of that, I can supply that to you, just informing them of what they'll be responsible for and who to contact. And they do have the notification list now, so if there is any issues, they will be contacted.
Okay. Any questions?
It is what it is, obviously. I understand that it's due to liability concerns.
Yeah, it's liability, and it's a lot to do with, that is the big word, liability. And our guards, as everybody knows, our guards are not trained to handle confrontations, and we're not equipped for that as well. You know, maybe in the future, one day we will be, but currently we're not. So we're trying to remove that part of it from them. But we will, you know, we will notify you if we find something wrong. So I just want to let you guys know that. The only difference is we won't be checking each individual facility from here on out.
I'd like to go on record to say that they've done an outstanding job from what I've seen so far.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I'm sure that just their presence does a lot to deter.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Activities. Appreciate it.
If you guys have any questions, you know, they go... Yeah, I know we have procedures if they have to go before gym or whatever, but please, whatever that is, you know, let me know and we can surely get answers for you. So.
I like to second what Rick said because I've actually been a recipient of being called, and I probably left my own door. It just didn't latch, you know, but they checked it. And I've interacted with them a couple different times on the airport. Excellent job. I think they're definitely several steps ahead of what we had.
Yeah. Yep, you're always awake.
I was trying to be nice, Larry. But they've done an excellent job, and that, like Larry mentioned, their presence is more than what we'd seen in the past, and a little bit better vigilance on, you know, awareness. So,
seemed you well versed on airport activities too, for not being. I guess they've had some training,